House Minority Leader Jim Durkin on with us here. I don't know if you heard me and Pat Brady talking moments ago, but people are talking about your proposal. We're seeing all these organized theft rings. We're seeing smash and grabs. They're making headlines. And I mentioned there was a Nordstrom in Oak Brook hit twice in one day. Of course, a lot of people saw what happened at the Lamborghini dealership in the Gold Coast. A lot of these crimes are happening, and I know you have a proposal, but what would you say is the reason?
The reason is because we have created a consequence-free society with Governor Pritzker, and you have State Attorney Fox. State Attorney Fox does not believe that retail theft is really a crime. And she, after a year of over $1 billion of losses, no, $3 to $4 billion of losses of merchandise in these types of incidents through in the state of Illinois, she's only reconsidering her policy on retail theft. This is not a group of guys who are ripping off things and selling them out of their back trunk or over at a flea market on Maxwell Street. This is a highly organized group of criminals that have figured out a way to avoid the law because of what has happened to police over the past year by Pritzker, the Democrats, and Fox. But this is highly organized. It's going online into online marketplaces, and there has to be some type of consequence that we have against these groups. And I'm terribly frustrated. I am a Cook County taxpayer. I have not only what's happening in Chicago, but also down the street from me in Oak Brook and also in the north suburbs. It's becoming a daily disaster. It's not only the loss to the businesses, it's the employees who have to suffer through this. And consumers, are they going to go back into those stores again? When this state's attorney begins to take crime serious, maybe we will be able to start addressing this appropriately. But right now, this has to be addressed and recognized as organized crime, the same way that real prosecutors deal with crime, like the U.S. Attorney's Office with the recent conviction of the head of the Four Corner Hustlers or the Hobos. This is no different and has to be treated the same, and that is why I have asked that this law be put into place.
Okay, explain the law to us. It increases the penalties.
Sure.
That's part of it, right?
Well, it increases the penalty, but what's important to know is that we are now changing retail theft, and it's organized retail theft when one or more people steal merchandise with the intent of selling or returning the merchandise for profit. Or if someone works with two or more people to receive, purchase, or possess merchandise they believe to be stolen, act as an agent for another group or individuals to steal merchandise from one or more merchant's premises as part of an organized plan to commit theft. Mm-hmm. And there's a range of penalties from a class 1 to a class 3 felony, and that's important. Because you know what? If State's Attorney Fox believes that these should all be misdemeanors, that's unfortunate, and that's something that the taxpayers of Illinois will need to address. But I do know that the prosecutors in DuPage County, in Will County, in Kane County will take this serious, and they will use this against these criminal gangs. I will just say that I'm terribly frustrated as a person, as a former prosecutor in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office, I've tried every case, I've indicted, I've investigated every imaginable case, but I've never seen a state's attorney who turns their eye on crime that is going on in front of her and has walked away from police along with this governor. They've created this environment, which is a consequence-free environment based on the way that the Democrats and the governor treat police, but also the chief prosecuting attorney in Cook County.
Yeah, and I think that, well, there's a sense, I think, that it's the entire system that's failing us as citizens because
no one's working
together.
They're winning.
The criminals
they
are winning, for sure. Crime is up, no doubt about it, in most of the major categories. But at the end of the day, there's nothing but finger-pointing, no solutions, no answers, which is why I think it's good to hear ones like yours. Consider it. See what we want to do.
At least give me a hearing. I just want to be able to have a hearing. Give me a vote. But you know what? The Cook County State's Attorney's Office should be, traditionally and by statute, should be investigating and also charging and trying these cases. This is not what the U.S. Attorney's Office, and thank God we have a U.S. Attorney's Office that takes a lot of these very serious crimes, very seriously. But this should be the responsibility of the county prosecutor, and it's an absolute abdication of her oath of office to say that retail theft is not a worthy enough case for her to take serious.
Yeah, I think there was a prioritization she talked about for more violent crimes, but then we saw this happen, and now people are saying, well, you know what? It impacts the entire shopping district. It impacts people's decisions to come downtown or to any shopping area. It has more far-reaching consequences than
this
just...
This is economic terrorism, if you really look at it, but here's the problem. State Attorney Fox wants to talk about serious crimes, but she does not believe that a person unlawfully in possession of a loaded firearm poses a threat to the community. If you look at what has happened with serious cases out of 26 in California, you have some 50, you have people who are walking out when there's no objection by the state's attorney to gun offenses or other major offenses. You have 57, by last count, people who have been charged with first-degree murder have been released on electronic monitoring. So this is not just Fox. It is the chief judge and what he's done to our bail system through the in Cook County in the last two years. So this is a combination. It has reached a point of it's a meltdown within the criminal justice system of what has happened between the Democrats with Governor Pritzker, Kim Fox, and also the chief judge of Cook County, and what they've done to our criminal justice safety net.
Well, you know what the response has been, and there are a lot of discussions. There were some at city council today. It has been that, yes, penalties may be part of the solution, but there are comprehensive responses that should be done
like
to help people.
I'd like to know what that is, Anna, because you know what, and I'm sorry if I'm very passionate about this. I hear Fox and the governor talk about we need to take a data-driven approach. Well, here's the data. There was $2 million of watches stolen over last Saturday, and on four different occasions, there was approximately $20,000 to $50,000 of merchandise ripped off all within a 24-hour period within about a two-block radius. That's the data.
Mm-hmm. I hear you on that. The one thing that you point out, too, in this legislation is that it would allow these crimes to be charged in other places where the merchandise was recovered, where it was sold, and that changes the whole nature of where these things are prosecuted. You, final thoughts here, Jim Durkin, what would you say? How big of a piece of the pie is this in terms of if you got just this one thing changed, how much of an impact would it have?
It's going to have an impact if a prosecuting office will use it. And I know, as I said earlier, the prosecutors in Will County, DuPage County, and Kane County, and possibly even McHenry County, where they have large shopping centers, will take it serious, and they will take advantage of this. It's in Cook County where I need to get an affirmative statement out of the state's attorney saying that I embrace this. Let's do it. Now, investigating these crimes is a whole different story where you have to be able to use the old-fashioned way, which you go after gangs. You've got to put people with wires. You've got to get wiretaps, and you have to find informants who are going to work. That's how you do it. But the state's attorney has over 100 police officers working for her office that either should be involved with that type of investigation or they should be helping out the Chicago police in these areas that have been hit day in and day out. Mm-hmm. She can't sit with her head in the sand, which she has been on major crimes and these crime sprees that have been happening for the past year.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you for your time, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thank you.